This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I live in Nevada. And Las Vegas, Nevada, and, you know, we have the casinos, and we have the crowds, and, you know, we've been trying to limit crowds and deter crowds, but, you know, 4th of July just happened, and people who have been dying to get out of Dodge and come to Vegas did so. So we had a lot of tourists, and we had a good weekend last weekend. Unfortunately, in Nevada, we're still battling high cases, but we're also battling hospitalizations. And so we talked about this. It's not the cases so much that a lot of people are concerned about as much as the, you know, well, how many people are actually sick? How many people are going to the hospital? What's our ICU capacity? And so in Nevada, bars just got closed last night. And Governor Sisolak did a press conference. He was wearing a mask. And he seems to be still holding his own, you know, but I could see the frustration. He actually kind of was very stern with us about a lot of our mask jokes. Okay, he said something to the effect of, you know, I see all the pictures, you know, with you joking about the mask, this is no joke. People are dying. And he's right that, you know, people have died with this and you know, it's not a joke. But I immediately got like really nervous. Like, you know how, you know, when you get in trouble with your parents, because, you know, I posted a picture of me eating through my mask, right? I had my mask on. I had all my Italian food on in there. And I was like eating through the mask. I thought that was funny. I mean, I get it. So if he was talking about that picture, I basically got busted. This is one of the worst probably years many of us has ever had. Unfortunately, actually, it isn't my worst. Okay, I've had worse. I think a lot of us have had worse time periods. But as a whole, collectively, like I say, this is probably one of the worst years in our time period. And if as a doctor, you know, if you guys are kind of like, you know, making jokes and having fun with the masks, I'm fine with that. You know, I get that these masks aren't ideal, and I think, you know, sometimes you do need a little bit of humor. But I'm not the governor. I'm not the one making decisions, you know, and I get that he's trying to lead a state during one of our most tumultuous times. So a decision he made, which has had people commending or criticizing, is he reclosed the bars. And a lot of you live in states also where you're having reclosures or things just not opening. And, you know, many people, you know, wonder, should we have even reopened? You know, do you open and then do you close again? Should you just have stayed closed? Well, it's like the saying, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. I was more for the, you know, look, people are going to, people are going to go bankrupt. I mean, we're seeing small businesses just drop. I mean, I told my son the other day, we were driving to his physical therapy appointment, and I'm like, just take a look at some of the stores around you, you know, and the parking lots. You know, these are all businesses that died. You know, I was in Utah years ago when we had the bark beetle, and the bark beetle was killing a whole bunch of trees in Brianhead. And, you know, you could see that. You could see a dead tree from a live tree. Well, I'm starting to get that sense of what I see around where I live, and it's very eerie. It's like going through a bark beetle tree forest. You see skeletons of businesses that were once thriving. And those that are still sputtering on life support have signs like, we're open, come in, we're open, or discounts. And I hate seeing that. So with the bars closing down, one issue that I think helped re-spread and resurge the virus is we had crowds. Whether it was crowds at a party or crowds during a protest, we had crowds. And so I don't like, you know, I don't like the concept of, you know, trying to squash a virus or try to control something, and then all of a sudden all rules go out the door, and then, yeah, everybody just can kind of coalesce, etc. The problem with the bars reclosing is we're talking about the little bars that I don't really know if they had any effect on the coronavirus surge. And so we're still allowed to have alcohol in restaurants. You know, you're still allowed to order alcohol. But, you know, when somebody goes to a bar and people are like, why the hell did they do that? Why the hell didn't they social distance? Why, you know, why did they do this? Because now they're hurting a bunch of little bars. When people go to a bar, it's not because they want to buy, you know, a $12 rum and coke. I mean, when you go to a bar, you're really paying overpriced drinks, unless it's the small mom and pop shop where you get $5 beers or things like that. But people go to a bar because they want to be around other people. And that drive of wanting to be around other people is not just because there's a bar. People, there's bonfires, there's desert parties. I mean, people are getting together, especially the young people. I mean, you can't stop, you know, people wanting to be around other people. And so closing the bars might help, you know, and some people might really, you know, applaud the governor for making this move, but I don't think that's really going to put a dent into what happened, because we still have, you know, huge demonstrations, we still have huge parties, we still have people that don't want to be, you know, isolated. And so I don't know what the answer is. And I'm kind of almost fearing that it's really beyond what you or I or the governor or state officials can do. This is a virus that's out there that it just wants to do its damage. And, you know, I'm not saying duck and cover and, you know, whoever gets, you know, hit with artillery gets hit with artillery. I want us to protect as many people as possible, but we're losing a lot in the crossfire, and we have a lot of innocent bystanders getting decimated by this. And I, you know, I don't know, maybe we need to reapproach that, you know, if we do have to close down, then those, you know, those places of work that, you know, need to survive still get funding. I don't know what the answer is. But when we come back, we're going to talk about something that now is making things even more complicated. Apparently there's something called a quote unknown pneumonia that Chinese officials are alerting us to that's happening in Kazakhstan. And Kazakhstan is having this outbreak now that has killed about 600 people in June, multiple other people throughout the year. And so now we got this deadly pneumonia that they're warning people about. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know we have some of your questions and calls. I want to get to them, but first, you know, this is some breaking news that we got in the last 36 hours. And maybe you guys could kind of clue me in and the rest of us a little bit more on what you think is going on. So, I apologize, my nose is running. Chinese officials, not Kazakhstan officials, but Chinese officials, have alerted, actually out of their embassy, have alerted us in the world that there is this quote-unquote unidentified pneumonia that is circulating I'm having trouble. I had a whole bunch of granola, and it's coming up. All right, it's circulating Kazakhstan, and it is supposedly deadlier than COVID. And so that started to make a lot of people upset and concerned. And it was kind of interesting that China was going, guys, look over here, look over here. And so this pneumonia has apparently killed 1,772 people within the months of December and January. Now, it's an unknown pneumonia. So we're not talking about the typical strep pneumonia. We're not talking about the typical pneumonias that affect people. Because 1,700 people dying of pneumonia in a country in 1 year, especially after flu season, doesn't seem to be as striking. But what's striking is in that month of June, of those 1,700, 600-700 of which happened just in the month of June alone. They also say that they think it's a viral etiology, so this isn't something that you could just throw antibiotics at. Not that you're not really supposed to throw antibiotics at anything, but, you know, that's kind of what we do. Well, we'll throw some antibiotics at it. Now that we don't have sports, you're going to see a lot of sports sort of, you know, lingo used with medicine, because people are really upset about the college season, now possibly NFL, which we'll talk about too. With this virus in Kazakhstan, and Kazakhstan, as you know, is near Russia, China, and that area, they have been already battling COVID. They've had, I think, 53,000 cases, 236 deaths. But these 236 deaths seem to pale in comparison to the number of deaths they're having to this quote-unquote unidentified pneumonia. So Chinese officials have alerted us. Today, we've been told that Kazakhstan is saying, no, not happening. Oh, really? So, and not that, you know, we usually trust a lot of data and intelligence that comes out of China, but there's obviously something going on. Either people are dying of a pneumonia that hasn't been identified or not. I mean, there's not really a bunch of gray areas, okay? It's either unidentified, it's either identified. Either people are dying or they're not dying. I mean, somebody can figure this out. And then I haven't really been following a lot of the politics between the countries. You guys might know more. You know, does China have something to gain by finger pointing, or are they trying to show, are they trying to get on the World Health Organization's or the U.S.'s good side? We're going, look guys, we're going to tattle on these other countries. We know something's up. You see, we want safety. We want your businesses. We are alerting you to this part of the world. You know, we're the good guy. Yeah, and so, you know, maybe they're doing this because they want the U.S. to like them again. I don't know. But why is Kazakhstan saying, nope, not happening? Somebody needs to figure this out. I don't know if it's the World Health Organization going in now. From what we understand, the Chinese embassy said that the Kazakhstan scientists have been very rigorously, judiciously working on this. They've been doing trials and experiments and trying to type it. And so it sounds like somebody's doing something. It's just we're now getting bits and pieces. So what does that mean for you and I, you know, who are in America? Well, you know, I'd like to go and have a drink, but our bars are closing. So I'm going to head to Utah. You know something's wrong when you try to go to Utah for alcohol, right? When you're in, you live in Las Vegas. I mean, we live in Las Vegas, and we're going to go to Utah. But that's, yeah, you know, it's just kind of what happens. So going back to this, the reason why this has kind of gotten a lot of our, medical panties all kind of up in a bunch is because for those of us that wear panties in the medical field, I guess, without trying to stereotype some of us don't wear panties, some of us wear boxer briefs. I really like the boxer briefs. So I'm usually a non-panty wearing boxer brief kind of gal. I don't like anything that's airborne. I don't like viruses. I like bacteria. If you told me there was some sort of a bacterial thing, I'm like, great. Why? Because we could throw, yeah, that's how I throw. We could throw antibiotics at it, okay? We could apply an antibiotic regimen. I'll sound more doctorly. Viruses scare me. I don't like viruses. You really can't kill a virus. You could maybe tame it. You could maybe stop it from replicating. But viruses really scare me. So do prions, even an occasional fungus. But a virus, it finds a host. It replicates. It replicates at speeds that are not very predictable sometimes. It's more exponential as opposed to, bacteria and how they divide and multiply and stuff. The viruses, I mean, if they get enough cells in the body churning them out, you know, and then lysing and going to new ones, I mean, they could spread at a less predictable rate, which is why, I don't know if you guys notice this, when you ever have, you know, a flu versus, let's say, a bacterial sore throat, they hurt, and then they hurt a little bit more, and they hurt a little bit more, and over a day or two period, you start to feel things worse, because how the immune system looks at, okay, well, there's an infection, but it's this small, and now the infection's bigger. As opposed to viruses, you can, like with the flu, you can give me the time of day. Well, then when you came down with the flu, you know, people will go, yeah, I was fine. I went to work. Everything was good. Then I didn't feel like lunch. And by 2:30, I felt like a truck ran over me. That's viral. Because viruses, they get into your system. They're quiet about it. You have no idea. I sometimes get a little sad. I know when I'm getting sick because I get sad. And I'm not a sad person. I don't usually get sad about a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I'm a little forlorn. And I feel a little forlorn. I'm like, gosh, I hope this doesn't mean I'm getting sick. And then, but that's how I know I'm getting a virus. And then, boom, I'll feel like crap 2-3 days later. So viruses have this abruptness where you don't know what hit you before it came. That's why we're kind of having these issues with COVID. Where, you know, the COVID might not hit you as fast as a flu. It seems to kind of, well, you'll get achy and you'll get sore throats and you'll get whatever. But for some people, especially the bad strain in New York, it hit them like a ton of bricks. And so they're thinking that this virus is very similar to that. By the time you figure out you're sick, it's already quote-unquote too late. As opposed to like a bacterial infection where, okay, I'm starting to brew, it's starting to brew. Now, mind you, when you feel like crap, that's your immune system usually. The fever is your immune system, you know, trying to kill off and heat off the environment, heat up the environment to kind of kill the bacteria or pathogen, your inflammatory system trying to interfere with dividing and interfere with spreading. So your immune system is what kind of makes you feel crappy. But we say it's the bacteria or the virus because that's what kind of triggered your immune system. And a quote-unquote unknown pneumonia in 2020 doesn't bode well. So is this quote-unquote unknown pneumonia in Kazakhstan caused by a COVID virus that is mutated? I wouldn't be surprised if it's that, being its proximity to China and being that, you know, they've fought COVID. They've actually fought it as good as they could with only about 256 deaths, which is still tragic. But compared to other countries, they've kind of held their own. But then again, you know, are the hosts different such that the virus had to mutate in order to stay alive? And so maybe, you know, if it's not triggering the COVID tests, maybe it's too mutated a strain. And we need to talk about that. Some of you guys have been asking me about the testing. We'll talk about that too. Maybe it's just a brand new pathogen. And what I find kind of interesting is when we were told by Israeli intelligence and then other people even within China that COVID, SARS-CoV-2 might have come from a lab accident, I kept saying, well, was it just one virus? One virus? Or was there an accident such that a bunch of others was released? You know, I mean, the concept of only one particular baby strain getting, you know, my guess is if somebody's halfway, half-assed, and, you know, not doing things right or following protocol, I wouldn't be surprised if there were other things in that lab that got out. So then you start to wonder, could this be something else that kind of came out from the lab? But then why would Chinese officials want to alert the world to it? You know, they're not going to want the lens on them. They're going to want the lens on Kazakhstan. So at this point, there's really not a lot we could do except just kind of wait. But airborne sort of pathogens, especially viral, that can go from lung to lungs and spread by either droplet transmission or airborne within a closed setting by, you know, hitching a ride on some particle that ends up you breathing in, those are very concerning. So if somebody said, you know, if we have this unknown pneumonia, what I would recommend, I would be recommending social distancing and masks because there's really not else a lot out there. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he will be signing an executive order in the next few weeks, which will include a road to citizenship for DACA recipients.
I'm going to be signing a very major immigration bill as an executive order. One of the aspects of the bill is going to be DACA. We're going to have a road to citizenship.
The president, who has pledged to end DACA numerous times since he was on the campaign trail in 2015, at the time he called the program an illegal executive order, now saying the bill wouldn't just be for temporary relief, but would be for a far more encompassing merit-based bill. DACA currently serves as protection for young immigrants that were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, referred to as dreamers, to allow them legally to study, work, and remain in the United States without fear of deportation. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A North Carolina state senator says he's tested positive for COVID-19, the first known public case for a General Assembly member. Senator Danny Britt, a Robeson County Republican, said that he's received the positive test yesterday. Britt, an attorney and National Guard officer, was on the Senate floor earlier this week as the chamber debated bills and cast votes. The full legislature isn't expected to return to work now until September. Nationwide, at least 75 legislatures in 28 states have tested positive for the coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. Five people are dead and more than 40 have been arrested after an early morning hostage situation at a long-troubled church near Johannesburg, South Africa. A statement said police and military responded to reports of a shooting at the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, where they found four people shot and burned to death in a car and a security guard shot in a different car. Six other people were injured. Police say they rescued men, women, and children who had been held hostage and appeared to be living at the church. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So thank you guys for a lot of your questions and comments, and I'm sorry I'm not getting to all of them. I'm doing a short show today because I have to leave town. Not to drink. I know I was making a joke about that, but I'm leaving town because I want to see some of my good friends, and I can't wait. Love you, Alexa. Love you, Trisha. So I cannot wait to leave Dodge and get a, you know, kind of see some people who I haven't seen in a very, very long time. So pretty excited about that. So many of you have asked me about how the following testing, shall we say, results could happen. So I'm hearing where one of you tested negative for COVID, the antigen test. Then you tested positive. Then you tested negative again. And you had no symptoms that whole time. Some of you have tested positive for antigen testing, were sick, But when you had your antibody testing, you were negative. Okay? Some of you are very, very sick. Antigen testing completely negative. You still feel sick. Flu negative, everything else negative, right? But everybody in your family who you exposed, positive. So I think a lot of us are picking up that we might not have the most accurate testing. Now, when you look at the FDA website, they go through the sensitivity and specificity of the tests, and many of them are pretty good. They're in the 90s, and we want these tests in the 90s. We rarely see 100, although we've been told that the antibody tests are supposed to be as close to 100. I'm kind of reluctant to say anything is at 100%, so you really got to be careful what you read. But sensitivity and specificity, it's a little kind of confusing because they kind of sound the same, but they're not. Sensitivity, a test is sensitive if you have an illness or a disease and it picks it up. So if you've been, let's say, pregnant for 2 months and you pee on a pregnancy test, all right, at the two-month mark, there's a really good chance that sucker's going to be positive. But let's say you were only 2 weeks pregnant. Okay? You haven't even missed your period, but you think you're pregnant. Okay? You pee on the test, it's negative. Well, it could mean that those urine pregnancy tests might not be as sensitive. Let's take a look at COVID. Let's say somebody comes into your house and coughs. I do this with my family all the time. Like Uzi, the dog, will like cough. I'm like, Uzi, don't give us coronavirus. Uzi. And I yell at Uzi, and she's like, what are you talking about? Okay. And we always blame her for giving everybody coronavirus, even though we've never had coronavirus that we know of. But let's say somebody coughs, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go see my friends. I need to make sure I don't have COVID, and I run that next hour to get tested. Well, if I go and get tested, and it's only been an hour, and the virus hasn't had time to come inside and find a host and replicate and then get out there, the chance of my sinus passages or pharynx, cells having active COVID is low. And so the COVID test may be accurate, it just might not pick it up. So sensitivity is, if I'm sick, or if I have an issue, it's going to pick it up. Like an EKG. If I have a bad heart, that EKG should be pretty sensitive and should pick it. If I'm having a full-blown heart attack, that EKG is sensitive. It should pick it up. Now, what's specificity? Well, specificity is kind of how specific. Well, specificity is kind of hard to remember, but how I look at specificity is if you don't have the disease, that test is going to be negative. And if that test is negative, you can pretty much be sure you don't have the disease. So I know it kind of sounds alike, but it's not. So for example, an EKG is very sensitive if you're having a heart attack, okay? But if an EKG, let's say, is negative, that doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. See? But let's look at prostate testing. If your PSA is normal, PSAs are pretty specific. That's why it's called prostate-specific antigen. If your PSA is like below, like let's say below 1, maybe like 0.4, and there's a really good chance that you don't have prostate cancer. They have a high specificity. So how's the specificity of a negative COVID test? Well, let's say I go up to the testing center and they start to put the thing in my nose. I'm like, ow, that hurts. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Just run what you got. Well, they run what they have and it's negative. Does that mean I'm really in the clear? So the specificity I'm having a little issue with the antigen testing. The antibody testing is supposed to be a lot more accurate. It's looking for IgG antibodies. IgG antibodies are antibodies that your body makes if you've been exposed. Now, mind you, if you have a weak immune system and you don't make the antibodies well, but for an average healthy person, if you've been exposed to something, you'll make those IgG antibodies after about a month, a few weeks. And if those suckers say you're negative, you're negative. See? So that's kind of the difference. So that's sensitivity and specificity. So I think your antibody tests are very specific. Would they be sensitive? If I have antibodies, would they pick it up? Mm-hmm. They should. Antibody testing should be pretty sensitive. However, what if, again, it's only 2 weeks out and I haven't really been exposed, or I was exposed and I didn't have enough time to make those antibodies, then no, it's not going to be sensitive. Or, well, actually, if I don't have the antibodies, then it's a correct test, but it just won't pick it up. So going back to some of you guys going, well, wait a second, I tested positive, I was sick, but my antibody test is negative. Now you start to wonder, are there false positives? Are there false negatives? So what's a false positive? A false positive is you haven't had sex in months, right? And no, just kidding. You haven't had sex in months, and now your pregnancy test is positive. And then the doctor, the urine test, so the doctor does a blood test, which is more specific, and the blood test is negative. Okay, that was a false positive pregnancy test. What's a false negative? You're sick with COVID. Somebody tries to swab you. They don't get a good sample. It's a negative, but meanwhile, you have it. Which is why the CDC has, in terms of returning to work, do two tests 24 hours apart because they want to make sure they could catch it. So a problem we had originally in early spring is people were not digging the COVID testing. They didn't like that probe being shoved all the way to the back of their nose, going into the oropharynx. It's rough. Some of them were asking for the throat test, but the throat test might not be as sensitive as the nasal test. In fact, at one point, you know, the CDC was like, no, just do the nasal test. Then they added the throat test. But, you know, when somebody says, I had a negative throat test, I don't know if I'm 100% convinced by that. You know, I mean, and it's got to be a really good swab. And those that are administering them, they're trained. I mean, there's an art, there's a choreography to it. So my suggestion is there are two different tests. The antibody test is much different from the antigen. The antigen test is looking for genetic material like RNA that's actively in your body. The antibody test is looking for antibodies that you've made. So they're completely different tests. But if you had active COVID, you would think your antibody test would be positive. Unless that was a false positive, you didn't really have it, and something triggered the test. You know, have I ever seen false positives happen? Yeah. I've seen people test positive for something that didn't have it. Sometimes there's cross-reactivity. Sometimes the reagent could be, let's say, expired, because sometimes you have to use drops and things like that. sometimes the test kits might not be stored in proper, you know, order. So what we do then is we just do multiple tests. And if we do 2, 3, 4 tests, you know, and we show that 3 of the 4 were negative and you aren't having any symptoms and your antibodies are negative, we'd probably say, okay, it looks like you weren't exposed. Maybe that was a one-off. Problem is, how many people want to get repetitive testing in their nose and mouth, and how many people want to get repetitive blood testing? So do I suspect that we have issues still with our COVID testing? I do. Because I'll have people that call to tell me they're going into a pneumonia, they're having these symptoms, and I'm like, look, you know, maybe it's a strep pneumonia, maybe it's something else, but, you know, you're exposed to COVID, everybody else in your family has COVID, and you're negative. You know, my guess is they're going to assume you have COVID until proven otherwise, and we're seeing that with kids. I don't know if you've been watching what's been happening with this multi-system inflammatory syndrome, where some of these kids are having very similar symptoms as those kids who were exposed to COVID, but their test is negative. Is it because they are triggering the test to be negative, or is it because it's not COVID? So our tests are not 100% by any means. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 300 people, I believe, yesterday descended upon the Salt Lake City District Attorney's Office. I'm not sure if you know what's been going on in Utah, where demonstrators have smeared red paint across the office building to symbolize the blood of what happened to Palacio. I want to make sure I pronounce this right. Bernardo Palacios Carbajal. Bernardo was shot multiple times. They say, and let me, I'm sorry, we're having issues. He was 22 years old, and they say he was shot 34 times in the back as he ran away. Protesters are furious. Glass windows were shattered. They start to destroy the DA's office. Why? Because the officers Neil Iverson and Kevin Fortuna were not charged. Now, from what we understand, Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill said Thursday that the cops' actions were, quote, reasonable and justified under Utah law. So when people heard that no criminal charges were being filed against the officer, they protested and started to, deface the district attorney's office. So he was 22 years old, and they say he was shot 34 times. One police officer was injured. Oh, actually, that was, let's go back. There's also injuries from the fights, but let me go what happened. Apparently, Bernardo was shot outside the Utah Village Motel in the early hours of May 23rd after they responded to reports of a, quote, suspect making threats with a weapon. Now, officers shot him apparently 36 times, hitting him 13 to 15 times. They claimed he was armed and feared for their lives as he ran away from them. District Attorney Gill said under Utah law, the use of deadly force by the cops was legally justified. The law states officers can use deadly force if the suspect has committed a felony offense involving the infliction or threatened infliction of death or seriously bodily injury to prevent the escape of a suspect, or if the suspect poses a threat of death or serious bodily injury to the office or to others. So according to the statute, Gill said it was justified. Now, I don't know if there's any footage of what happened and what the crime was. They're not really going into that, and I'm sure we will hear more of that. But people want to know why deadly force was used, what was the threat, and then if deadly force was used, why 34 times? You know, I know there's a big push for there to be, no guns and no, and officers responding to crimes without, lethal weapons, which is obviously, not very popular among many because, officers' lives are in jeopardy. But when multiple shots are fired and, people want answers. And I think, the public wants officers not only to, protect themselves, but to also, if they do have to apprehend somebody or shoot somebody, shoot to maim. It's not that easy. Not when it's in the dark, when it's, you've just been attacked, you've been, officers go through training. I don't know how much, training they get in terms of a situation such as this. With our CCW training, we're not allowed to shoot somebody in the back. You could shoot somebody if they're coming to you, but if they're in your house and there's a gunshot wound that looks like the entrance was the back, we're in trouble because it looks like they were leaving. I'm thinking to myself, but what if they're bent over to get a gun that they dropped and I'm shooting them, It's not that they're fleeing. So, it's not an easy, definitely not easy, but, people want answers as to why, he was shot 34 times. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio has in New York City canceled all events, no San Gennaro Feast, all events for the summer, except Black Lives Matter protests. He said all events requiring a city events permit through September 30th on Thursday. The ban will affect also the West Indian Day Parade, Feast of San Gennaro, and he is prioritizing open spaces for regular public youth and gave an exception, or public use, and gave an exception to Black Lives Matter protests. Now, he's closing down events in order to stave off a surge of coronavirus. Many people are concerned that if you're closing down, something that helps the economy locally and, you're closing down something for crowds because you want to avoid crowds, that's one thing. But then if you still allow crowds in terms of the protests, then what's the point? So obviously this is not very, very popular. The mayor gave an exception to the Black Lives Matter protests that have become a mainstay in New York City streets over the past 6 weeks, insisting that the, quote, historic demonstrations must be respected. He said, as New York has begun its reopening process, accessible open spaces are more important than ever. He says, while it pains me to call off some of the city's beloved events, our focus now must be on the prioritization of city space for public use and the continuation of social distancing. So, obviously, many people were like, okay, I agree with no crowds, but, you're allowing crowds. So why can't we have our celebration or people make money? It's income. Few critics spoke out to condemn de Blasio's decision to exclude protests from the ban, saying that if they're allowed to continue, other events should be able to as well. And I get during the Spanish flu, we closed down parades, but there's a picking and choosing, and I get, we do have a constitutional right to protest, but then we also have a constitutional right to work and support ourselves. So if you're going to say, if we're in a public health threat context, you're allowed to shut people down, then if that gives you the constitutional waiver, not that I want free speech suppressed by any means, you're having a hard time convincing people why they can't work. And they, if at the same time, there's thousands upon thousands of people converging for protests. Through September 30th, the city will not issue a permit for any event spanning more than one block radius or that interferes with the open streets or open restaurants program. The ban includes stage video events that require amplification, street fairs, and events in parks that could unreasonably diminish public use. The city plans to refund or defer fees paid in connection with a denied permit. So the organizers of the Feast of San Gennaro, which is a two-week festival, it draws thousands of people to Little Italy in Lower Manhattan. They announced their cancellation, and it's only been closed twice since 1926. Once during September 11th, and now during this pandemic. So not a lot of clarity. West Indian American Bay Carnival Association has yet to be officially canceled, but we're told that they cannot get a permit. So, it's obviously it's a little bit of a mess. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're hearing rats are starting to scare people away that are getting to go to, outdoor dining. Apparently, these rats have been hungry because there hasn't been a lot of garbage because a lot of the restaurants are closed. And now that restaurants are opening up, the rats are like, it's feeding time. So New York City diners are now eating on sidewalks at restaurants because they can't go indoors, because of public distancing. Unfortunately, the rats are coming right up to them. So, which is another public health crisis, by the way. All right, rats carry disease. Giacomo Romano, owner of Zaccio, an Italian restaurant in Soho, told NBC New York one of his customers had an unfortunate encounter with a rat while enjoying an outdoor dining area meal, and it was a baby rat that ran onto his shoe. So, people don't take to rats very kindly. So, there is only one trash can for the entire park. People are, throwing garbage in the park. It's not a very good situation. The 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.